Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Father Yahweh, thank you. I want to, I know many of you are going through stuff. So we come to you today, Father, and I ask you, and this teaching here, Father, or this word that would help us during our times of trouble to be able to let go and set our eyes on Yahshua, hallelujah, to set our eyes on Him, yes, set our eyes on Him. And I want to remind you all to keep your eyes focused on Him. Proverbs, which is 4:25-27. You know, Proverbs is another word for wisdom. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to your paths, for your feet to be steadfast in all your ways. Do not turn to the right or left, but keep your foot from evil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So those of you that are going through stuff, going to stay focused on Yahweh and just focus on Him, remember that. And let His peace reign upon you and heal your body and just give you His shalom from the top of your head. As He says, He formed you in the womb. He knows every hair in your head. So let not one cell in your body this morning worry or fear or complain. And let's be thankful with every single cell in our body. Let's be thankful. May His shalom and peace fill us all up from the top of our heads, going down our whole body, just filling our blood that gets to every artery of our body and all the organs that He created and He formed, that life-giving blood of His attached to that shalom and peace, attached to that blood, just get into every vein in our body. And get into our mind and fill our mind completely with just His shalom and His peace, far more beyond the understanding of what anyone can think of from a human wisdom, that how could somebody be peacefulness? And let it come down from our head and clean our minds up and fill our minds with things of Him and His shalom and His peace. And let it come down in our organs and our eyes and restore our eyesight, to have that spiritual vision and to restore our physical vision. And let it come down to our nose, where we'll only sense good things with our senses that Yahweh's created, and our ears, that we would be protected and only hear things that Yahweh wants us to hear. And we will shield out the things that are not of Yahweh, that we won't even hear those things. We won't hear the enemy speaking to us. We won't hear negative comments by people. And as his shalom and peace rains down on us, we think about our mouth, that we would speak, and Yahweh would have control of our tongues that are connected to every organ in our digestive tract, that are coming with that life-giving peace, shalom, that comes from the blood. And we pray that our tongues are controlled and we say nothing that is from the enemy, and every word that comes out of our mouth is going to exalt our wonderful Creator. And the things we put in our bodies will bless our temple that Yahweh created. And as the peace and shalom comes down on us today, and we start to continue to feel His peace, our throat, anyone that's having issues with thyroids or throat issues or throat cancer or swallowing or tonsillitis or anything with swollen lungs today, that you'll feel His healing touch and His healing power on your throat and your neck area. Anyone that's having a weak neck or weak pain, or neck pains or spinal issues, you know, any vertebrae that are out of place or not where they should be, we just pray for Yah's peace this morning and this day and this evening, whenever people are listening, and to come down, and His peace and shalom will ride upon us, and we stay focused on Him, and we let go from everything that's not of Him. As it says in Isaiah 26:3, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. And let us stay trusting in Yahweh today as his shalom and peace rains down upon us, upon our shoulders. Anyone with shoulder pain, that we would just feel his healing touch and any tension or stress on our shoulders will be taken away. And we'll just trust in him and give it to him. And as his shalom and peace rains down on us and our whole bodies, our arms, our forearms and our hands, any arthritis in our joints, that as Yahweh puts his peace and his shalom upon us, that our joints would be feeling well again, especially in our hands and our fingers. And our arms will be able to move them with our shoulders. And he heals all our organs in our bodies. And we trust that he can do this no matter what a doctor says, because we're focused on him and he created us. And Colossians 3:2 says, set your mind on things above, not on things of earth. He says, I give you a plan, offering you a future and a hope. So we pray for Yah's plan to take place and for us, our bodies, to be according to his will. And as our tabernacles, as he created us to have good working organs, we ask Yahweh for that wisdom to show us the foods we should be eating and the things we shouldn't be eating. Father Yah, we come to you right now as your shalom continues to get into our lives. And now we get up to the chest area. Anyone suffering from any diseases or anything around the chest area, may that be gone. And Yahweh's shalom and peace be amongst us and a part of us, whether it's breast cancer or anything to do with the skin around the chest and the back, that Yahweh's healing touch be upon you. But the heart that Yahweh created a rib cage around to protect, but more important, his spirit to protect our hearts. May we trust in Yahweh with all our heart and not lean on the world's ways and our own understanding. May we trust in him this blessed day. And not just sometimes, at all times, may our heart be trusting in him, whatever the worldly report is about our bodies. May we continue to trust him. We thank you, Father. You're our refuge, our refuge. And may you let go and move on. And as the shalom continues to take over our bodies and give us peace today, and we get down to our stomach area and our intestines, may we continue to put the things in there that are going to work healthy and clean, and our kidneys and our pancreas and every organ that he's created for us to function in a way where we can honor him through keeping our temple holy, our tabernacle holy, our bodies. Until we get our new bodies, may we work our best to keep these bodies, but may we have a shalom and peace. Anyone who's suffering today from stomach issues, anyone who has inflammation of the colon or colon issues, may Yahweh's healing, cleansing touch come upon you right now. May you feel his healing, cleansing touch. Anyone that's obese or overweight, may Yahweh open up your eyes and give you the heart to understand the things that are of him and the things that should not be of him. And may we let go of all the desires and all our addictions to overeating and doing things that are not of him. And may he cleanse us and heal our stomachs. May he help us to be at the weight we're supposed to be, for those that are underweight, for those that are overweight, and for no vanity reason at all, but for reasons of having energy to exalt our creator and to be here to do his work the way he uses us. May he heal our stomach and all the organs, and our back, our lower back, anyone suffering from lower back pain. Right now we ask Yahweh to just heal that back, heal that spine, heal those muscles. In Yeshua's name, Father, may he keep us from the things that are adding pressure to our backs and help us. And we get down and we continue to feel his healing touch, and we just keep moving forward in life, and we don't hold on to the things of the past that are keeping us down. We thank you, Father, this day for helping us heal, for helping us heal. Thank you. Isaiah 43:18 says, but forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do. What he's going to do to us as we move forward to complete this race that he has us on. And we get down to the waist area. And may he heal us all in our in our organs of all over our body and our reproductive organs for those that you desire, Father Yahweh, to conceive and have children. May you show those people what they need to do to restore their health completely, Father, as you prepare to bless these people with a baby. And we thank you, Father, for that. And we just pray for all the organs of the body and anything to do with the digestive tract and reproductive system, Father Yahweh. And we work down the legs, Father, the legs that walk, Father Yahweh. May you help those, Father Yahweh, that trust in you, that even if the doctor says they'll never walk again, that they would get a feeling in their toes and they would get a feeling in their legs, and their legs would be able to move again and to carry out your word, Father. And for those that cannot and do not, and if that be your will, that they'll find shalom and peace. If they're confined to a wheelchair or a bed, you could still use them like you use so many people in every way, in every manner, Father Yahweh. Let no one feel discouraged. Let everyone feel your shalom and peace today. As we continue to run this race and look forward, not backwards. Philippians 3, 13 and 14 says, I do not consider myself to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do is forgetting what is behind and reaching forward to what is ahead. I pursue my goal, the prize promised by Yahweh's heavenly call in Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. 1 Corinthians 9:24 says, do you not know that all the runners in the stadium complete, but only one received the prize, so run to win. And as we think about this and Yahweh puts his healing touch on our bodies, whatever position he's put us in, that we would do everything to avoid any attack from the enemy to knock us out of this race, and we would not look back and keep moving forward. As Job 17:9 says, the righteous shall move onward and forward. Those with pure hearts shall become stronger and stronger. And I pray for stronger legs, Father Yahweh, and knees, anyone that's suffering from knee problems, Father, and hip problems, that you would heal them, Father, if it be your will and on your time. But as they're going through those things, they would have shalom and peace, Father, knowing that you're at work. You're at work always. And it's your bodies, not their bodies. And that people would come to know and love and respect what how you've created them, and that you are the ones that gave us everything we need, from our blood to our organs and everything we need to thrive and be stronger and stronger as we win this race. So anyone that's suffering from sore knees or hip problems, Father Yahweh, that you would lead them in the right direction, whatever that may be, Father Yahweh, whatever plan you have for them, that you would speak to them and they would know that you're protecting us and your holy words are protecting us. And as your shalom and your peace come down on us and they come down to our calves, Father Yahweh, anyone struggling with calf injuries, Father Yahweh, and having struggling walking today or in painful ailments to their calves, Father Yahweh, that your holy touch would massage that calf and restore that presence in that calf and the ankles, Father Yahweh. Anyone with sprained ankles today, that they would feel shalom and peace. That maybe you were slowing them down to rest up and they're going too fast. Or maybe they did something, Father Yahweh, that they shouldn't have done, but that they trust in you and your healing touch and your healing peace, Father Yahweh. Father, and so much of your word talks about the feet. So much of your word talks about the feet that you guide step by step along this path, healing people and helping people, telling people, showing them the way they should go. So I pray right now for people's feet, physically for healing, for whatever it is someone's suffering from, that every part of that foot would be restored. But spiritually, Father Yahweh, that you would open up our eyes and understand the connection from the bottom of our feet to the top of our head, how you are pushing us in the direction that goes towards your paths and keeps us on your paths. It says in Proverbs 2:7-9, he stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity. guarding the path of justice and watching over the way of his saints. Then you will understand his righteous and justice, equity, and every good path. And Father, I ask you right now to help us to look forward and not look back at our mistakes and the world and the fears and everything, and look forward to the glorious light that Yeshua gives us and your healing touch every day, that we can look forward to that. Hallelujah, Father Yahweh. Thank you. Thank you. And that everyone that's listening right now, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, that you would give your pain and your hurt and everything and give it to Yahweh. Just give it to Yahweh. Whether it's a physical pain or whether it's an emotional distress that you're dealing with, anxiety, worry, or fear, or something else, just give it to Yahweh and trust in him. That all of us would understand Yah speaking to us through his word. And it says in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, to be anxious for nothing but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be known to him. And the peace that Yahweh gives you, may it surpass all comprehension, that will guard our hearts and minds in Yeshua Messiah. A peace that no one could understand, because until they understand Yahweh, they don't understand how somebody could be in so much peace. May his peace and his shalom fill our bodies and continue to fill our bodies from our head to our toes and from our feet back up. And every part of our body will be lifted and blessed and exalted, and our blood will be purified, and our hearts will be set and circumcised for him. John 14, 27 says, peace I leave you with. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives you, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it fear. He gives us peace. He wants us to experience his peace, not one time in life, every single moment. Every single moment. Even as we go through the trials of life, we trust him so we have that peace. And he calls us. Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Come to me. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke on you and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy to bear. My load is not hard to carry. Hallelujah. I call for you today, right now, no matter what you're going through, no matter where you are, no matter if your body is physically hurting you or if your heart is troubling you, no matter what it is, you will turn to him and understand what Yeshua meant when he said, my yoke is easy to bear. That this day, this is the day that Yahweh has made. We would glorify him this wonderful day. Rejoice and be glad in it. 1 Peter 5, 7, this is the word, folks. This is Yah's holy word. It says, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Cast your anxiety upon him because he cares for you. Stop looking back. He's moving in your life. He's healing you, and he wants you to believe and trust this. You can't add anything to your life by worrying and fearing and feeling distress. No, you have to allow his peace to come on in and be there. And we do this by letting go of the things that are getting to us and trust him. You know, we need to lift one another up and help one another and trust him in these ways. And there's so many people out there that are letting the stresses of this world distract them from trusting Yahweh in all his ways. We need to understand his love. We need to understand his grace and mercy and forgiveness of others. We need to allow this and understand this to grow in our faith and to trust him even more and more. He's always working, and he wants us to always be trusting and believing and not doubting. The enemy wants to get us to doubt, but he doesn't want us to doubt. It says in Romans 8, 28 and 29, and we know that all things work together for good for those who love Yahweh, who are called according to his purpose, because those whom he forsake, he also predestines to be conformed to the image of his son, that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. We get that. All things work together. All things work together. Every part and cell in our body trying to work together. All the brothers and sisters in Yeshua around us working together. And it says in James 1, 2, and 4, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the feeling of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete and not lacking anything. Do you get it? Are you starting to understand it? Do you feel that healing touch of his shalom and his peace? Cast your anxieties upon him. Upon him, any of you that are suffering with breathing problems or COVID or anything to do with any type of disease that a doctor gives you, you pray to our Father the path you should take and cast your worries and fears and anxieties to him and let him take them away and fill you with that shalom and peace. And not let the enemy distract you from his tricks about you holding on to these why me's and what ifs and all these different things. No, let go. Let go. Choose Yahweh. Let go and trust him. Put away all things of the past that aren't of him. Bitterness, anger, wrath, quarreling, slanderous talk. None of those are of Yahweh. It says in Ephesians 4, 32, instead be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another, just as Yeshua has forgiven you. So we need to do this. We need to bring refreshing to our body, and we need to get that done. And the scriptures say repentance brings refreshing. Repentance brings refreshing. And your repentance is, it's to change our mind. To change our mind, to change our thinking, to now believe and trust in him only. Thank you. Psalms 51:10 says, create in me a pure heart, O Yahweh, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. No matter where you are right now, no matter where you're listening, let's say that again together. Psalms 51:10. You ready? Create in me a pure heart, O Yahweh, a renewed steadfast spirit within me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for creating and restoring in me a pure heart. Your pureness, your healing. I want to have faith in that every single day. Help me, Yahweh. Help me. Psalms 25, verses 6 and 7 says, remember, O Yahweh, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for they have been ever old. Remember not the sins of my youth nor my transgressions. According to the mercy, remember me for the goodness sake, O Yahweh. Guess what? He remembers you. He doesn't forget. He loves you greatly. And we need to remember that. Let go of worry and fear and remember that he loves you. No matter what mistakes you make, no matter what you've done, he loves you. And he wants you to love him back. And he wants you to trust him. 2 Thessalonians 3:5 says, may Yahweh lead your hearts into a full understanding and expression of the love of Yahweh and the patient endurance that comes from Yeshua, a wonderful Messiah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jude 1 verses 21 and 22 says, keep yourself in Yahweh's love as you wait for the mercy of a wonderful Messiah, Yeshua, to bring to eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. We pray for those in our friends and family that don't see this or have their eyes open, or those that doubt. Be merciful for them, because us too were once blind, but now we can see. Hallelujah. Because Yahweh healed us, and he continues to heal us and protect us, because he is our refuge. And we continue to turn to him. Turn to him. So I pray right now that every one of you will look forward and not backwards, looking to do the best you can do for Yahweh and leaving your worries behind. That you'll continually be in prayer and thankful for all the great things he's doing in your life. Psalms 46, 10 and 11 says, let go of your concerns. Then you will know that I am Elohim, Yahweh. I rule the nations. I rule the earth. Yahweh, the commander of the armies, is with us. The Elohim of Jacob is our stronghold. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father Yahweh, for just blessing us so much. So much. So much. It says in Revelations 3, verse 8, I know your deeds. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength, yet you have kept my word and have not denied my name. Listen, everybody, no matter what you're going through in life, Yahweh has opened up a door for you to step through and walk through. He doesn't want you to look back. Just like he gave the warning when Lot and his wife and children were leaving Sodom and Gomorrah, and all of the firestorm was coming down, he said, go and don't look back. I tell you today, it's time right now to put our past behind us, our worries, our fears, and everything else behind us, to go through that door. Even if you think you've done it before, to go away from that place of hurt and pain, whether it's emotional, physical, or whatever it is, and to pass through that door. And on that other side of that door right now, you'll feel his complete shalom and peace in every cell in your body. And you'll breathe the breath that he's given us. Everyone, close your eyes and take a deep breath in your nose. And may every breath that he gives you, you feel his love and his presence and his shalom, his peace. You would desire to just deep breathe so you can reach more of that oxygen and it can get into your body and pump good blood, Yahweh's blood, all throughout your body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahweh. And I call you all today to be still and know that he is Elohim. Be still and know that he is Elohim. Have a blessed day, everybody, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Shelter for the weak.